Are you tired of feeling stuck, unable to achieve the success you've always dreamed of? Have you ever wondered if the key to unlocking your true potential lies not in external circumstances, but within your own mind? In this video, we'll explore the ancient philosophy of Stoicism and how its teachings can help you reprogram your mind for success. We'll delve into practical strategies and techniques used by successful people throughout history, and show you how to apply these principles in your own life. Lesson 1. Open your mind to change. The first step in reprogramming your mind for success through Stoicism is to open your mind to change. This may seem like an obvious step, but it's one that many people struggle with. We are creatures of habit, and we often resist change because it's uncomfortable and unfamiliar. But if you want to achieve success, you must be willing to embrace change and see it as an opportunity for growth. Stoicism teaches us that the only thing we can control in life is our own mind. We cannot control external events, but we can control how we respond to them. This means that we have the power to choose our thoughts, emotions, and actions, and to create our own reality. To open your mind to change, start by becoming aware of your thoughts and beliefs. Pay attention to the stories you tell yourself about who you are and what you're capable of. Are they empowering or limiting? Do they serve you or hold you back? Once you've identified any limiting beliefs, challenge them. Ask yourself if they're really true or if they're just a product of your conditioning and past experiences. Remember that your beliefs are not facts, and you have the power to change them. Another way to open your mind to change is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment, without judgment. It helps you to become more aware of your thoughts and emotions, and to let go of any resistance to change. To practice mindfulness, start by finding a quiet place where you can sit comfortably. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. When your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath. You can also try using a guided meditation app or joining a mindfulness group. Lesson 2. Give yourself permission to try. The second step in reprogramming your mind for success through Stoicism is to give yourself permission to try. Many people never achieve their goals because they're afraid to take risks and try new things. They're afraid of failure, rejection, or looking foolish. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown. These fears can hold us back from taking risks and trying new things, which is essential for personal growth and development. Stoicism teaches us to face our fears head-on and to embrace the unknown. As Seneca said, we suffer more often in imagination than in reality. To give yourself permission to try, start by acknowledging your fears. What are you afraid of? What's the worst that could happen? Often, our fears are exaggerated or unfounded, and facing them can help to diminish their power over us. Next, reframe your mindset around failure. Failure is not a reflection of your worth or ability, but rather a natural part of the learning process. Every successful person has failed many times before they achieve their goals. As Marcus Aurelius said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Another way to give yourself permission to try is to focus on progress, not perfection. Perfectionism can be a major obstacle to trying new things, as we may feel that we need to do everything perfectly or not at all. But progress, no matter how small, is still progress. Celebrate your small wins along the way, and don't be afraid to adjust your goals as needed. It can also be helpful to surround yourself with supportive people who encourage you to try new things. As Marcus Aurelius said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." Seek out people who uplift and inspire you, and avoid those who bring you down. The only way to truly give yourself permission to try is to take action towards your goals. Start small, and build momentum as you go. Remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is progress. Remember that personal growth is a journey, and to be patient and compassionate with yourself along the way. As Seneca said, "It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult." Lesson 3. Find sources of positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement can come in many forms, such as supportive relationships, inspiring books, motivational podcasts, and uplifting music. The key is to find what works for you and make it a regular part of your life. One way to find sources of positive reinforcement is to seek out positive role models. Look for people who embody the qualities and values that you aspire to and learn from their example. This could be someone in your personal life, such as a mentor or coach, or someone in the public eye, such as a successful entrepreneur or athlete. Read their books, listen to their speeches, and study their habits and mindset. By surrounding yourself with positive role models, you can learn from their successes and challenges and be inspired to reach your own goals. Another way to find sources of positive reinforcement is to engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. This could be anything from playing a musical instrument to practicing yoga to volunteering for a cause you care about. When you engage in activities that you enjoy, you create positive emotions and memories that can help to counteract negative thoughts and feelings. Additionally, when you do things that align with your values and passions, you are more likely to feel a sense of purpose and meaning in your life, which can be a powerful motivator for success. It's also important to be mindful of the media and information that you consume on a daily basis. The news, social media, and other forms of media can often be negative and stressful, which can have a detrimental effect on your mindset and motivation. To counteract this, make a conscious effort to seek out positive and uplifting content. This could be anything from inspirational quotes to motivational podcasts to feel-good movies. By filling your mind with positive and empowering messages, you can create a more optimistic and resilient mindset that will help you to overcome challenges and achieve your goals. Surround yourself with people who support and encourage you, and who share your values and aspirations. Avoid toxic relationships that drain your energy and bring you down. Remember that the people you spend the most time with have a significant impact on your mindset and motivation, so choose your relationships wisely. Seek out positive role models, engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Be mindful of the media and information that you consume, and cultivate positive relationships with the people in your life. By surrounding yourself with positivity and support, you can create a powerful momentum that will propel you towards your goals and dreams. Lesson 4. Adopt an empowering worldview. Adopting an empowering worldview is a crucial step in reprogramming your mind for success through Stoicism. Your worldview is the lens through which you see the world, and it shapes your thoughts, beliefs, and actions. An empowering worldview is one that supports your goals, values, and personal growth. Stoicism teaches us that there are things in life that are within our control and things that are not. We cannot control external events, but we can control how we respond to them. By focusing on what you can control, you can cultivate a sense of agency and empowerment. Having a clear purpose in life can provide direction, motivation, and fulfillment. Your purpose can be anything that aligns with your values and passions, whether it's pursuing a career, starting a family, or making a difference in the world. To cultivate a sense of purpose, start by identifying your values and passions. Reflect on what matters most to you and what you want to achieve in life. Set goals that align with your values and passions and create a plan to achieve them. Remember that your purpose may evolve over time, and to be open to new opportunities and experiences. A growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and learning. It is the opposite of a fixed mindset, which is the belief that your abilities and intelligence are fixed traits that cannot be changed. To cultivate a growth mindset, start by becoming aware of your thoughts and beliefs about learning and growth. Challenge any fixed beliefs and replace them with growth-oriented ones. See challenges as opportunities for growth and embrace failure as a natural part of the learning process. Remember that intelligence and talent are not fixed traits, but rather something that can be developed through effort and practice. Gratitude is the practice of focusing on what you have rather than what you lack. It is the recognition that there are many things in life to be thankful for, even in difficult times. To practice gratitude, start by making a list of things you're grateful for each day. They can be small things, like a good cup of coffee, or big things, like your health or your family. Reflect on why you're grateful for these things and how they enrich your life. Remember that gratitude is not just about feeling good, but also about cultivating a positive mindset and perspective. The people, places, and things in your environment can have a big impact on your mindset and motivation. Seek out positive influences like supportive friends and family, uplifting books and podcasts, and inspiring role models. Avoid negative influences like toxic relationships, negative self-talk, and harmful habits. By focusing on what you can control, cultivating a sense of purpose, adopting a growth mindset, practicing gratitude, and surrounding yourself with positive influences, you can create a worldview that supports your goals, values, and personal growth. Remember that your worldview is not fixed and that you have the power to change it at any time. As Marcus Aurelius said, "The universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it." Lesson 5. Create a master plan. To create a master plan, you need to have a clear idea of what you want to achieve in life. This involves setting specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals that align with your values and purpose. Your goals should be challenging but realistic, and they should inspire you to take action. Once you have set your goals, break them down into smaller, manageable tasks that you can work on daily, weekly, or monthly. This will help you to stay focused and motivated, and it will also make your goals more achievable. For example, if your goal is to write a book, break it down into chapters, and then break each chapter down into sections. Set a deadline for each section, and work on it consistently until you finish it. Another important aspect of creating a master plan is to identify potential obstacles and challenges that may arise along the way. This will help you to anticipate and prepare for them, and it will also help you to stay focused and motivated when things get tough. For example, if your goal is to start a business, you may face challenges such as finding funding, hiring employees, or dealing with competition. Identify these challenges ahead of time and come up with strategies to overcome them. Creating a master plan also involves developing a growth mindset and a positive attitude. This means believing in yourself and your abilities, and it also means being open to learning and growth. It means being willing to take risks and try new things, even if you fail. It means focusing on the process, not just the outcome, and it means enjoying the journey, not just the destination. To develop a growth mindset and a positive attitude, practice self-reflection and self-awareness. Identify your strengths and weaknesses and work on improving them. Surround yourself with positive people who support and encourage you, and avoid negative people who bring you down. Read books, listen to podcasts, and attend seminars that inspire and motivate you. And most importantly, take action towards your goals every day, even if it's just a small step. As you grow and change, your goals and priorities may also change. Be flexible and adaptable, and be willing to adjust your plan as needed. Celebrate your successes along the way and learn from your failures. And above all, stay committed to your vision and never give up on your dreams. Lesson 6. Be honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself is one of the most important steps in reprogramming your mind for success through Stoicism. It requires a willingness to look within and confront your own thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. But it's also the key to unlocking your full potential and living a life that is true to who you are. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough. But Stoicism teaches us that fear is a product of our own mind and that we have the power to overcome it. To be honest with yourself, start by becoming more self-aware. Pay attention to your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, and reflect on what they're telling you about yourself. Are you living in alignment with your values and goals? Are you being true to who you are, or are you trying to be someone you're not? Set aside time each day or week to reflect on your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Ask yourself tough questions and be honest with your answers. What are your strengths and weaknesses? What are your values and priorities? What do you want to achieve in life, and what's holding you back? It's also important to be honest with yourself about your mistakes and failures. Instead of beating yourself up or making excuses, take responsibility for your actions and learn from your mistakes. Remember that failure is not a reflection of your worth or ability, but rather an opportunity for growth and learning. Don't compare yourself to others or try to live up to unrealistic standards. Instead, focus on your own progress and growth, and celebrate your small wins along the way. Remember that personal growth is a journey, and to be patient and compassionate with yourself along the way. Don't try to be someone you're not or live up to other people's expectations. Instead, embrace your unique qualities and strengths, and live a life that is true to who you are. Remember that authenticity is the key to happiness and fulfillment, and that the only person you need to impress is yourself. Being honest with yourself is a crucial step in reprogramming your mind for success through stoicism. It requires a willingness to look within, confront your fears, and be true to who you are. But with self-awareness, self-reflection, and a commitment to authenticity, you can unlock your full potential and live a life that is true to who you are. As Epictetus said, the key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. So be honest with yourself and surround yourself with people who support and inspire you to be your best self. Lesson 7. Cultivate a growth mindset. One of the key principles of Stoicism is the belief that we are all capable of growth and improvement. This aligns with the concept of a growth mindset, which is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, dedication, and learning. To cultivate a growth mindset, it's important to focus on the process of learning and growth rather than just the outcome. This means embracing challenges, persisting through setbacks, and viewing failures as opportunities for growth and learning. It also means seeking out feedback and being open to constructive criticism, as this can help us to identify areas for improvement and develop our skills. One way to cultivate a growth mindset is to practice self-reflection. This involves taking the time to reflect on our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and identifying any areas where we may be holding ourselves back. For example, if we find ourselves avoiding challenges or giving up easily, this may be a sign of fixed mindset. By becoming aware of these patterns, we can take steps to challenge them and cultivate a growth mindset. Another way to cultivate a growth mindset is to focus on effort rather than ability. This means praising ourselves and others for the effort we put in, rather than just the outcome. For example, instead of saying, "You're so smart," we can say, "You worked really hard on that." This helps to reinforce the idea that effort and hard work are what lead to success, rather than just innate ability. Negative self-talk, such as, "I'm not good enough," or "I'll never be able to do this," can reinforce a fixed mindset and hold us back. On the other hand, positive self-talk, such as "I can do this," or "I'm improving every day," can help to cultivate a growth mindset and keep us motivated. It's important to surround ourselves with people who support and encourage a growth mindset. This means seeking out friends, mentors, and colleagues who are positive, encouraging, and willing to challenge us to grow and improve. It also means avoiding people who are negative, critical, or who reinforce a fixed mindset. Lesson 8. Master your habits. The eighth and final step in reprogramming your mind for success through Stoicism is to master your habits. Our habits can have a big impact on our mindset and motivation. Stoicism teaches us to focus on our habits and to cultivate positive ones that align with our goals and values. As Epictetus said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. To master your habits, start by becoming aware of your current habits. Identify any negative ones that are holding you back and replace them with positive ones that align with your goals and values. Make a habit of setting clear and specific goals and breaking them down into smaller steps. Create a routine that supports your goals and stick to it as much as possible. Remember that consistency is key, and to be patient and persistent in your efforts. Reprogramming your mind for success through stoicism is a journey, not a destination. It requires a willingness to embrace change, try new things, and cultivate positive habits and mindsets. But with patience, persistence, and a commitment to personal growth, you can create a life that is fulfilling, meaningful, and successful.